Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Okay, are you a professional wrestler and do you have dreams of making it? Because if so, 2022 is probably going to be your year. Because Vince McMahon is gone. He out of wrestling. CM Punk became the AEW World Champion, which nobody would have guessed a year ago. Now, Mance Warner is appearing in a big wrestling company. So if all those things can happen, of course you can live your dreams too. I look forward to seeing you on television. Also, hello, my name is Simon from What Culture. Thank you for joining in as always. And we have just had an episode of AEW Rampage. So let's take the finger of power and get the good bits and up. The bad bits are down. So that is right. Our very first match on Rampage was Jon Moxley versus Mance Warner, I think for the AEW interim title. And Warner even had a video here which introduced him to the crowd if you didn't know who he was, which was very smart. And at one point he even said, man, I ain't even worried about having a good time. Now I really do like that visual because it means by proxy there's somebody else out there freaking out going, oh no, I'm not going to enjoy myself. And as you probably could have predicted, if you are familiar with these two guys, they kicked the absolute shit out of each other. I mean, they barely got in the ring, they were just brawling on the outside. I mean, pretty early on, Mance crotched Jon Moxley on top of Barry Barricade, so his penis was done, and he clotheslined him off of it, and I don't care who you are, that is gonna hurt. They then chopped each other, and because Mox thought nothing else was working, he went wrestling, and he went after Mance Warner's knee. Like, he booted it, he gave him the figure four, and do you know how Warner reverted this? Booped. Poked him right in the eye, that'll do it. Then back on the outside, so I was just laughing because this was just a war. And things got really crazy here as we were using Barry Barricade again, we were using the Simba the Steel steps, and people were being suplexed onto chairs. The referee just watched this and go, you know what, I don't care. Do whatever you want. And I was like, hell yeah, why not? Jon then tried to pile driver Warner on the steel steps, but instead he got DDT'd. So Mance was getting loads of offense here. And of course, this leads to the debate of the day of people going, I can't believe that Mance Warner got all this offense in on champion Jon Moxley. Let's just take wrestling as if it were real sports. I love football, right? Or soccer for my American friends. And one of the coolest things in it is sometimes you get a team who are not even in an official league taking on people at the tippy top of the tree, and the rookies, I suppose, whatever you call them, win. They somehow get a surprise. You're like, oh my gosh, I never saw that coming, because anything can happen in sports. So you have to take that feeling and you have to replicate it in professional wrestling. And that's why this was good. Moxley was then bleeding again. It's getting ridiculous now because it is every single match, although this kind of looked like it was hard way blood and he'd just been smacked the wrong way, which then happened again because Warner had a chair and Jon took his hand and he punched him through it. And of course he then fell to the floor going, oh, my hand. What was he expecting? I mean, this was so brutal, it was quite clearly a way for AEW to try and spark Rampage ratings, and that does make sense. And it ended absolutely disgustingly, because Moxley just beat the crap out of Warner, and then he got him in that bulldog sleeper choke kind of a thing. But he did it in a way where it actually looked like he was trying to throttle him because he wanted him to die. Mance then passed out, so Moxley threw him on the floor. I was like, man, that was some dark, dark stuff. But I'm a dark, dark guy. I like this. Amazingly, then the factory offered Ricky Starks a position in their group. Ooh,
Ali.
This happened when Ricky was doing an interview, and interestingly, Aaron Solo was all like, "You remember our history, Starks? You must join with us, and you should go Google that, because it is kind of fascinating." When Starks was like, "No, I'm not interested," and he walked off. What I really liked here is Anthony Ogogo kind of seemed to take the spotlight, as if maybe we're going to do Ricky Starks versus Ogogo, and I tell you this, we should get Anthony back on AEW TV. I have been watching some of his recent work. He is getting really, really good. Also, he's flying the British flag, which, you know, is always cool for a British person like me. We shall wait and see. And then I think someone in the back realised, oh no, Takeshita hasn't got many wins. We should probably change that right now. And this cracked me right up because it was so transparent, but it was also the correct thing to do. I mean, later on at Battle of the Belts, we are getting Claudio versus Takeshita for the Ring of Honor World Championship, and you have to make people think, well, maybe, just maybe, Takeshita can win. Now, he's not. He's going to lose, but you don't want him to be defeated two nights in a row. So he came out, he took on Ryan Nethys, and he beat him in a minute. That didn't matter though, because as it turns out, Takeshita doesn't need all that long to look absolutely great, because he flew around the ring here, he won with the running knee, then Peter Avalon, who had come out with Nemeth, he got smashed with a knee as well, and everybody cheered this man, because yeah, Takeshita has something, and down the line, we should probably give him a big push. I then looked out into the sea of people, and I saw a sign that said, "Simon, give me an up." So of course, you get an up. Genuinely, I want to take these few seconds to say thank you for always making my day with these things.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Never be able to get over it, and I love you. Up. We then also got it confirmed that the Best Friends are going to be entering the Trios Title Championship Tournament. And I tell you why I'm excited about this, because Danhausen then walked up. He's like, "Wait, maybe I can be in it as well." But of course, that would be four. I really hope we turn this into nonsense. The craziness then kept on coming because Madison Rayne was making her AEW debut. And I do believe she's also been hired in a behind-the-scenes role where she's going to help the women's division. Sounds pretty good. She was taking on Layla Gray with Stokely Hathaway in her corner. And honestly, Stokely has to be one of the best managers out there. Because, of course, he was casting distraction at one point, as all managers do. But he did it by going up Simba the Steel Steps, stomping on them and just going, "Ah!" And if you were going to do that any walk of life, people will stare at you like, "What are you doing, you absolute goober?" And Madison Rayne did do this, and then Layla Gray punched her right in the face. It didn't work because Rayne then hit this Northern Light suplex for a near fall, and then Gray was doing the same with a big slam and his 1-2 kick out. And look, yes, it's only fair to say that there were some communication issues here. Not everything was as solid as you would expect, but you know what they did? They took a moment, they started punching each other in the face, and then they got back to it. So in many ways, this makes them even better professional wrestlers, because no matter what you do, every now and then you're going to veer off track, but if you can get back onto the road,
you smashed it.
Ray then also went for this sit-out facebuster, but Madison got out of that. She hit a lariat, and then she hit what I believe was called the cross reins in order to get the win. And if you're wondering, yes, that is just the crossroads. If you have a move and it has cross in it, you just do this. Jade Cargill walked out instantly and said to Madison Rayne, "Oh, I've got an open challenge on Wednesday, and I think you should do it." And while this was just yet more distracting, because Kira Hogan rang in the wing, Madison Rayne just grabbed her. She got cross-reined too. Cargill kind of rolled her eyes about all of that, and we are going to get it on Dynamite. And look, I want to give the match an up, especially because it was so cool to see Madison Rayne doing her thing in All Elite Wrestling. But I am officially confused about what the story between Jade Cargill, Stokely Hathaway, and Layla Gray is. Because we were teasing for ages that they were going to fall out, and I don't know, they kind of got on the same page. But now it feels like it's been dropped. I think that's a little disappointing. I mean, I honestly thought there was going to be some kind of grand plan here with a massive reveal, and I suppose that could still happen, but now it feels like we're past the point. That's got to get it out. We then finally got it confirmed as well that next week we are going to be doing the Lucha Brothers versus Rush and Andrade, and AEW has been trying to make this match for ages. When we got to our main event, and I did this because it was Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee defending their AEW Tag Team Championships. This was also a street fight, so once again, you could just hear somebody go, "You should watch Rampage," with making it more important. And of course, they were taking on Tony Nese and Josh Woods, who had jumped them a couple of weeks ago. This obviously meant weapons and no disqualifications, so a chair was involved in around about 2.8 seconds. But Tony Nese had a very different way of approaching this, because he got protein powder and he was throwing it into people's faces. Now you may be like, "Well, that doesn't sound that bad, it's just protein powder." But what you're forgetting is that even if it misses your eyes, some of it's gonna go in your mouth and it's gonna be all clumpy. And I tell you, I've done this before, there is nothing worse than disgusting clumpy protein mouth. Strickland was then whipped into Simba the Steel Steps when all of a sudden a toolbox was trying to be used as a weapon. So I was like, what the flub is going on? And then there was suplexes into these stairs as well. You could just feel it. If you have been worried that AEW isn't focusing on Rampage as much, well, that's definitely about to change. During the ad break too, a couple of tables were set up, and I wonder why. And this is when Keith Lee was using his opponents as human projectiles to throw them into the other person. Now, never forget how nuts this is. Imagine you had three friends and you took one and just went, "Foot, it's not gonna happen." This is when Mark Sterling tried to get involved and he hit Keith Lee with a chair, and Lee was totally allowed to no-sell this. And it always works, because in around about 8 seconds, I was like, "Oh my gosh, he's the coolest guy ever. And this is why we must always do it." What it did do though, is it took his eyes off the game. So when he turned around, Nese and Woods gave him a DDT into a steel chair, which is when Swerve Strickland came off the ropes with a 450. And he broke it up. From here, you just started chanting, "Use the table, use the table, use the table," because we are wrestling fans and we have many problems. And that did happen when Mark Sterling was going to jump off the top rope. Keith Lee caught him and pushed him through the wood. I don't want to talk about that one, because the only one I want to talk about is when a couple of dudes were on the apron. Because we had Josh and Keith, and it was Woods who was pretending he was going to give Keith Lee a German suplex from the apron to the tables behind him. And I was like, well, there's no way they're going to do that. And he wasn't able to do it. When Tony Nese ran in, he super kicked Keith Lee, which was enough for both of them to go backwards. And they did crash through. And I'm sorry, Keith Lee landed right on Josh Woods' face. I thought I died. I thought they died. It did mean they were out of it, so Nese and Strickland got into it, and Tom took this ridiculous back body drop onto a bunch of chairs. He then got Swerve stopped. 1, 2, 3. They are still your tag team champions. And if we are going to do FTR versus Swerve at Your Glory at All Out, then man, we are all totally screwed, because that is going to be brilliant. This was too up. Which brings us to the end of another episode of Rampage. And look, I get messages all the time going, "Simon, it's just not must-see TV. It's not must-see TV." I think that is true to a certain point, but it's still fun. It's still entertaining. It's only 60 minutes. It flies by. And I've never been disappointed by it. Like I say, especially now, it feels like we are going to inject some of this importance back into it. So let us wait and see. Getting it up. Now, please do leave a comment below and let us know what you thought about last night's episode of Rampage. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head over to whatculture.com, where you can read yourself some articles. Come follow us on social media. That's right. And we have other videos, one of which is SmackDown Up and Downs. Please watch them. I spend a lot of time on Saturday watching wrestling and reviewing wrestling. Without you, it's nothing. Thank you. My name is Simon Whatculture. Thank you for joining me as always. I will see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.